After several years of planning, a statue honoring Cincinnati boxing legend Ezra Charles is finally about to become reality. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Andrew Van Sickle got interested in Ezra Charles a few years ago when he bought a house just off Ezra Charles Drive in the West End. He and his dog, Bill Murray the Pug, like taking walks in Laurel Park, about midway between Music Hall and Union Terminal. Soon after moving in, the pair stopped to talk with some young children standing under the Ezra Charles street sign.
And I just asked the kids, I go, do you know who Ezra Charles is? And one pointed up to the sign. It didn't say anything. And then the second kid of the group said he was mayor. So I knew then that, wow, such a great history of Ezra Charles that maybe there should be something around here that actually reminds people of who he was.
A statue, he decided, would be the perfect way to honor one of the country's best boxers and give children in the community someone to look up to.
In this generation and the coming generations, they need something to pick their phone up to and have a selfie with and something to share. It's great to have a street, but the idea of actually having a place where you can go and experience Ezra Charles is going to be a great thing. It's something you can share with your family. So it's going to be, I think, another landmark in Cincinnati.
As it turns out, the Cincinnati Parks Foundation agreed. Executive Director Jennifer Spicer says the foundation's board recently gave the go-ahead to begin raising funds for the $275,000 project.
We're doing a lot of different fundraising for 8 different parks. Laurel Park is one of them. But out of all of these projects, we feel like this is the project that so many people will stand behind and support.
Some support will come from FC Cincinnati. The statue is included in the stadium benefits agreement between the team and the West End community. Laurel Park is one block west of the team's planned soccer stadium.
This is the maquette of the statue, so it's a sketch, basically.
Sculptor John Hebenstreet brought his clay model to the WVXU studios. The plan calls for a plaza about the size of a boxing ring with a 5-foot-tall gray granite pedestal at the center, topped by an 8-foot-tall Ezra Charles in his traditional boxing stance.
You know, we want him to look like a very determined, strong, vital individual, the way that people remember him as a boxer.
Nicknamed the Cincinnati Cobra, Charles was more than the world heavyweight boxing champion, the man who famously beat Joe Louis. He was a veteran. He worked with kids, spoke 3 languages. He was a musician and loved jazz, bringing home records from his travels abroad.
And I think that's maybe what's most important about the statue, is that he wasn't just a boxer. He really cared about the West End, and he invested time into Cincinnati.
The base of the statue will feature information about Charles's life, and a companion mobile app is in the works. The goal is to begin casting the statue in bronze by the spring. Hebenstreet says that should give him plenty of time to get the sculpture just right.
I've never had the opportunity to sculpt a figure this exposed. And I mean, literally, it's like he's only going to be wearing his boxing shorts. And that poses some challenge. When you're working with, you know, just the raw figure, you have to really know what you're doing.
He's intent on capturing Charles's face perfectly as well, saying he sees a little something different in every image. If the timetable and fundraising go as planned, the statue will be ready for unveiling next fall. In 1966, Ezra Charles was diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. He died in 1973. A year later, his hometown named Ezra Charles Drive in his honor. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.